Ariel, however, because you have done such a good job of preparing, as I'm sure you have, please share with us what the current information is. And frankly, that will educate not only those in the room, but those that are listening in tonight, and give us a little status update.
Should I come up?
Sure. Speak to the mic.
So you mentioned that there's a time-sensitive issue, and that is why I felt it was really pressing to address it at this meeting, which is the scoping process is upcoming, and we're hoping to have more, but we might only have 30 days. And this is basically the one big opportunity for the public, for involved agencies, for anyone who has concerns to bring up potential impacts of this project that Pilgrim should be required to address in their environmental impact statement. So I have been studying these maps, as I guess it's kind of clear, and I have found a number of things that stood out to me, but I'm also absolutely positive that the more people who look at these maps, who know the area, the more issues we're going to find that create concern, dangers to our community, whether they're environmental dangers, economic risks, all kinds of different things that people might come across. So I guess you all had have copies of these maps. My initial primary concern, which again is a really important issue to bring up in the scoping process when it comes. Oh, sorry, I need to back up one moment. There was a new development recently, a letter that was received from a legal team that Pilgrim has hired to try to push forward the seeker process even more quickly. So there was a dispute about the lead agency. Catskill was one of quite a few towns that sent letters saying that it was not appropriate for the Thruway Authority to be lead agency. And so there's been a dispute, and now Pilgrim is saying, not even saying that, their desires should win in the dispute, but they're saying, no, there's actually no dispute whatsoever. And so we don't want you to take the 20 days that you're supposed to take to resolve this dispute. We want you to ignore it completely and move ahead with the process. And they also pointed out in this letter that this application was put in August. Now, I don't know if you all remember, but the public was actually not made aware of this application until mid-November, right before the holiday season. So I thought that was interesting and very kind of cute on their part to include that as, how long they had this permit application pending. So primary concern that I had was Pilgrim, from their maps, has made it clear that they are planning to use property, two parcels that are owned by the town of Catskill. As far as I know, they have never approached the town to make some kind of agreement, to ask for permission in any way. One of these parcels is the town highway department, which is, butted up against a cliff overlooking the thruway. And somewhere in that narrow piece of property on a cliff overlooking the thruway, they actually plan to install the pipelines, the SED. It's a set of two pipelines. And they plan to have a construction staging area and some access roads. So I don't know what that would mean for the town highway department. It seems like it would have to be completely relocated. They also claim that that is within the thruway right-of-way. That doesn't seem to be the case to me, but I think the town attorney would maybe need to check into that and make sure that this is not actually within the thruway right-of-way. The other parcel that they plan to put their pipelines through is a 40-acre parcel in between the Catskill Creek and Route 23 that is owned by Catskill. And again, I have some understandings about this property that may not be completely accurate, but what my understanding was that this is part of a larger area that has been slated for potential development, which I imagine would be a great boon to the tax base of the town of Catskill. And that this is involved in the expansion of the water and sewer system out to that exact area, which is obviously a huge, huge financial investment for the town. And my understanding is that if the pipelines get installed on that property, its development potential plummets. Its economic value plummets. Obviously a big problem for the town. And again, Pilgrim has never approached the town about even trying to use this property. So that's the properties. The other scoping issues that I was finding were in relation to the access roads. So every time there's an access road on these maps that goes, you know, from the thruway area off to God knows where, it obviously lands on another road somewhere, because they're not going to levitate construction vehicles, you know, down from outer space onto their little access roads that they're building. I mean, there's one access road per mile about. So I was trying to look at these access roads, and this is a spreadsheet that someone within the CAPCO created that describes, you know, all of the areas where these access roads are and what roads they are going to inevitably connect with. One that I noticed seemed to be a big concern was the maps AR21 to 23. This is a set of three access roads sort of going through the cement company property that would land on 9W just north of the first train trestle underpass. So that road was very concerning to me in terms of questions of how big are their vehicles going to be? Do they even fit on those sharp curves? Do they fit under those underpasses? Is the road structurally sound to support whatever it is that they're planning to travel along them? And, of course, we don't know whether their vehicles are going to be coming from the south or from the north. Of course, if they're coming from 9W North, it would take these construction vehicles through the village of Catskill, which is a whole other set of problems, including potentially blocking our volunteer fire department and getting, you know, creating problems in a number of intersections that are already difficult at times. So there's traffic concerns, there's infrastructure concerns, and some pretty significant safety concerns that I noticed. You guys jumped like way ahead of me with that resolution. I think that was really great. I had a couple of just narrower specific requests that I wanted to make regarding taking these questions a little bit further and the town potentially preparing itself. And I'm hoping that the town board would be willing to participate in the scoping process to raise these concerns so that Pilgrim will have to address them in some way in their application. So my requests were to ask the town attorney to check again whether these properties are within the thruway right-of-way, because that definitely changes the rights that we have in regards to...
Yeah, we can probably get our assessor to look at those.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
And if possible, to also have the town attorney take a look at the New York State Transportation Code. This is the only authority that we have found so far that gives Pilgrim the right to do any of what they're planning to do, including trying to claim eminent domain. Now, they've made it very clear they plan to use eminent domain on private property owners. I don't actually have any idea whether they can do that to the town. I think that's a pretty serious issue that the town might want to follow up on and see if there's some way to protect themselves against eminent domain claims from Pilgrim Pipeline. I was hoping that maybe following up with the highway department or engineers around these questions of potential damage to infrastructures, to roads and bridges, and potential traffic impacts on, you know, all of these roads that connect with their access roads. And also the idea of consulting with the IDA, if they are part of this development discussion, on, you know, sort of what is their take on the development potential if there are a set of pipelines installed between these properties. A bigger request that I had that I wanted to put out was if the town might consider making these maps from Pilgrim more easily accessible to the public. I think it's really important that the public can find them easily, can see them easily. I would love to see them on the town website and in the town office in hard copies that people could physically look at. It's really confusing to try to look at them on the computers, and it's really hard to make sense of them. And, you know, like I said before, the more eyeballs we have on these maps, the more people who look at an area and say, oh, I drive past that area every day, I know exactly, you know, what would be impacted, then the more issues we can raise. I think Pilgrim has made it very clear that if we don't force these questions, they're going to ignore them completely. They do not care how it impacts us. They have not shown any concern for any municipalities or, you know, any impacts that it will have.
Have they contacted any municipalities? Because we haven't heard anything from them.
There have been various towns that they have had been contacted by or had contacted. Quite a few of those, they would just scan them up at the last minute, especially if they heard that there were any people speaking against the pipeline, then they would just refuse to come, and is often at the last minute. So it's they've spoken to some, but they usually try to keep it as quiet and as private as they possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
Exemplifying how dismissive they are is, they had come and met with the county legislature. And they had been presented with a set of questions in writing. Some of the questions were from the CAP organization. Some of the questions were from the county legislature itself. Some were from the county attorney. They were presented with these questions, and it was requested that they, respond. And within a certain time period, they never did. Another letter was sent out, I think, a month or a month and a half later. They never responded. So they've made it very clear that they have no interest in sharing information outside of the forums where they are absolutely required to.
So we'll take your request under advisement.
Thank you.
One thing is, an expending of funds would, as you know, be problematic for us.
That can be tricky.
But some of these simple questions around the property, getting clarification, speaking to our highway folks. Sean, it sounds like your building is on the thruway land.
Yeah, there's a new one.
So we'll follow up on all of these types of things.
Yeah.
But as I said, from a legal perspective, investing in funds or in securing an attorney and the like, probably we would need to be served something substantive that we would need to act on. But I believe that many of these questions we can get without paying for it.
Right. Okay. And if you're willing to consider trying to make this information more public for, mm-hmm. for town residents, just a reminder that the town does have a CD with this full application,
mm-hmm.
so it might not be too hard to pop
no,
on
yes,
the website.
I have all that record material here, so we can work on that from an informational perspective. The other thing is we did have an opportunity to speak with Renee Venschick, and my guess is he will be coming involved. He will become involved in the scoping process in terms of comment.
Great.
Okay.
Great.
And for all the folks listening, do you guys have a website?
Yes, there is the website for CAP New York, for Coalition Against Pilgrim Pipeline New York, is stoppilgrimpipeline.com, I think. Pretty easy to access. And if you just put up Pilgrim, the first thing that'll come up is Pilgrim Pipeline's official website,
mm-hmm.
which you can also go through their website to look at all of this application information. And the second one that'll come up is the Stop Pilgrim Pipeline.
Okay.
So.
All right. Very good.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, so
thank you for coming, and we'll report back in terms of the steps that we can take.
Oh, sorry. Just
to get better informed.
Really quick. I just want to let the public know and everyone here that other agencies that might be impacted are first responders, if the our schools are any entity, any organization that could be impacted or feels like they want to have a voice in this should absolutely participate in the scoping process as well as individuals. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ariel. Any other comments from the board? Okay, we'll follow up.